It's Jason Voorhees.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you meant the next Friday.
But anyway, I'm trying to establish this connection so we can have this podcast. And people come in the room and then they see you and you go like, oh yeah, you know, I know you from, you know, Fridays, Mondays, or, you know, the Chili Beef Stew podcast where we talk about chili beef stew. And they're like, oh right, right, right. And you're like, yeah, I remember the time that. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm standing there. You know, with my dick in my hands, because I'm thinking, what am I supposed to say here? I don't know what you guys are talking about. And suddenly this vital connection that I need to have with a Patton Oswalt or a Tig Notaro or one of these comedy luminaries is busted irrevocably because they're there and you're taking them down this winding path. About, remember on Hat Flap? No. On Hat Flap, where we take flapjacks and we put them in hats and we talk about it on a podcast?
That's a good idea.
Yeah? Okay. These complete, you know, club bubble. Remember when I was on Club Bubble and you came on it and we pretended to be aliens that go back in time and fix people's teeth with a bonding method.
Another good idea.
Yeah, I mean, these are infinite. You were involved in an infinite number of podcasts.
Yeah,
what
sadly,
is that all about?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And you know, I will say you're quite famous to these people. I didn't realize I was working with someone who I think is clear makes most of the podcasts in America and is in them. Every time, and I'm always like, oh my God, and I look always looking back at you,
yeah.
Adam, because it's always a 10-minute conversation
before
we can put our headsets on, because he's always saying like, yep, yep. Oh, and I also worked with you, Patton.
No. Yes. Let me defend myself.
Lamina Hamina Domina, what's that? Well, that's the one where we pretend that we're in the Senate in 1850. But really,
I like this
we're
one.
Cookies made out of chocolate.
No, cut that part.
And yeah.
Oh. In Matt's defense, David Sedaris was a big Superego fan.
Why is it that you're often wearing a t-shirt?
No.
For the podcast? You have a t-shirt that says, "Remember me from Superego?"
No.
Question mark?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
And you've worn that. Remember me? You know? From Flapstibble? Remember me from...
What's Flapstibble?
Oh, Flapstibble. Oh, my God. It's such a ridiculous podcast. It's one where you only pretend... You remember this? It's you and Aukerman pretend that you're in a hot air balloon and that you're investigating the weather
outside of
Spain.
Sounds pretty good.
And you just improvise it.
I like that. The one I'm most interested in and I would love to do with you is the Senate in the 1850s. Now, if that isn't a gold mine, come on, that would be brilliant.
I'll do it only if... I can take my own life at the end of the episode.
Light it in the amber, y'all. Green shell back, green shell back. biggest wagon is the empty.